This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, April 20th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After meeting Pope Francis at the Vatican, Alfie Evans's father says the Vatican Hospital is ready to take 23-month-old Alfie immediately and provide the care and treatment which the Alder Hey Children's Hospital in Britain refuses to provide, reports Life News. The 21-year-old father, Tom Evans, said on Facebook, quote, "Our child is sick, but not dying, and does not deserve to die. He is not terminally ill nor diagnosed. We have been trying our best to find out his condition to treat or manage it." End quote. The Pennsylvania House affirmed legislation on Monday that would ban abortions on babies diagnosed with Down syndrome. Now the measure moves to the Senate. The Worldview spoke to Maria Gallagher of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation about why it's so important to bring the protection of these babies to the attention of our legislators.
The vast majority of babies who have been diagnosed with Down syndrome in the womb are aborted, and it's a massive tragedy. And what many people don't realize is the fact that people with Down syndrome are contributing greatly to families, to workplaces, and to communities. Their life expectancy is so much greater now than in the past. They can live an average of 60 years, which is such an advance from previous years.
Gallagher said they are hopeful the measure will pass in the Pennsylvania Senate. Pray for the Lord to move the hearts of the legislators to protect the lives of these precious children. Yesterday, California did the unthinkable. The California Assembly approved a bill, AB 2943, by a vote of 50 to 18 that tells churches and others with traditional beliefs about gender and sexual orientation that advocating for their views could get them sued. AB 2943 declares, quote, "Advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual," end quote, is now illegal under the state's consumer fraud law. Jonathan Keller of the California Family Council said, quote, "The state of California has no right to deny its residents the resources to help them find happiness, or to shut down counselors, schools, and religious organizations that provide those services. Every person experiencing unwanted same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria must be allowed to pursue help." End quote. Thanks to the expressed concern of California homeschool families, two offensive provisions of Assembly Bill 2926 have been dropped. Legislator Susan Eggman has agreed to strike through requirements for homeschool teachers to get certified by the state, and no longer will she include mandated health and safety inspections. But according to the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, the revised bill still calls for the formation of a new committee to look at minimum requirements for homeschool instructors and standards for curriculum. HSLDA remains opposed to the bill. The attempt to impose onerous regulations stems from reaction to the alleged abuse by David and Louise Turpin of their homeschooled children in Riverside, California. HSLDA maintains that, quote, "It makes no sense to punish the vast majority of parents who lawfully choose homeschooling as the best education option for their children," end quote. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up." Tammy Jo Schultz was the Southwest Airlines pilot who relied on her faith in Christ when she was forced to make an emergency landing on Tuesday when her plane lost one of its engines at 32,000 feet in the air, reports Charisma News. She radioed the Philadelphia air traffic controller, calmly saying, quote, "So we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit," end quote. Thanks to her previous experience of flying F-18 fighter jets for the U.S. Navy, Schultz was able to safely land the plane in Philadelphia, although one passenger died after she was nearly sucked out of a broken window. Passenger Amanda Borman said on Instagram that, quote, "I actually heard someone say, 'There is a God,'" end quote. The pilot said she is given, quote, "the opportunity to witness for Christ on almost every flight," end quote. And finally, Jay and Kateri Schwant of Rockford, Michigan, just welcomed their 14th child on Wednesday. After having 13 sons, ages 25 to 2, you guessed it, they had another boy. Psalm 127, 3 through 5 says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, April 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.